Call. One big package of fun and music delivered to you by the stars you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And now, mates, it's time to scramble up the gangplank and prepare to shove off on another gala mail call cruise. And here to see to it that we hit the finest swells of fun and music is our skipper. From the Warner Brothers lot, it's blonde and beautiful Peggy Newsom.
Hello, everyone. Welcome aboard. We're carrying a boatload of all-star personalities tonight, and most of them are shipping out with us in answer to your letters. So let's head for the open sea. First up is a quartet of lovely young ladies who all answer to the same last name. It's the four talented and beautiful King Sisters.
It was on the Isle of Capri that I found her, beneath the shade of an old walnut tree. Oh, I can see all the flowers about her, where we met on the Isle of Capri. She was as sweet as a rose at the dawning, but my fate had meant it for me. So I sailed with the tide in the morning, still my heart on the Isle of Capri. Summer time was nearly over, blue Italian skies above. I said, lady, I'm a rover, can you spare a sweet word of love? She wore a plain golden ring on a finger, brought to buy on the Isle of Capri.
Was on the Isle of Capri that he met her, and he said, oh baby, you're for me. Beneath an old nut tree he tried to kiss her, she answered, oh no siree, no siree. She was a real fine solid fat tomato, and he longed to flame her for his own. But she said, my husband, he no like it, and she left him all alone, all alone.
Nice going, King Sisters, and we'll want more of that kind of vocalizing later on in the cruise. Well, gang, Joseph L. Huck writes from Yokosata Air Base in Japan and would like to have a song sung especially for him by a lovely and photographic pinup girl. And believe me, we're prepared to answer that request right now. So stand by, Joseph Huck. Here's your song, I Can't Begin to Tell You, sung by the queen of the pinups herself, Betty Grable.
Others do.
never wear a car. But when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known.
Thank you, Betty Grable. You answered that request beautifully. And now, fellas, while we're on the subject of requests, remember that we're always ready and willing to answer them on good old mail call, even though some of them are unusual. For instance, this morning, as I look through the file of letters you've sent in the past, I see that some of you missed the good old American commercial announcements that you used to hear over here in the States. And so something is going to be done about that right now. Standing next to me and ready to give his all is that man with the beautiful voice, that radio and picture actor, writer, and producer, the one and only Orson Welles.
A little commercial fanfare, please. Attention, all women over 400 pounds. Have you had the feeling lately that you're getting overweight? When your husband gives you a hug at night, you have to take his word for it. After you get into your girdle, do you look like June is busting out all over? If so, you better buy our new patented home reducer called Blubber Rubber. Blubber Rubber, spelled backwards, is Edward Arnold. Here's all you have to do. It's very simple. Take off your clothes and stand in front of a mirror. Better make that two mirrors. Are you looking? Horrible sight, isn't it? Now lie down on the floor. Yeah, the whole 400 pounds of you. Now get up. Oh, come on. Try. For those of you who don't like exercise, we also sell our famous flab-off reducing pills. Take one pill, you drop 5 pounds. Take two, you drop 10 pounds. Take the whole box and it's bombs away! Do you envy a military figure? Try our system for 5 weeks. You can then wear a pair of slacks without worrying about your rear echelon. Women, remember our slogan. Don't look like three men in a tubba. We'll change your blubber to hubba, hubba, hubba.
Oh, that was perfect, Orson. You gave that commercial a superb delivery. But now the good ship moves on, and it's time to call back those four wonderful King sisters again. Girls, what's it going to be this time?
No favorite of ours. I've had my moments. Yeah.
Beautiful, King Sisters. Really smooth. However, kids, it looks like the good ship mail call is in for a little rougher weather now, because here comes Ken Niles. And with him is that man who has a tongue which is Hollywood's answer to perpetual motion. He's the star of Up in Arms, The Kid from Brooklyn, and The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. That's right, you guessed it. It's Danny Kaye.
That's some reception you got, Danny. You'd think we were broadcasting from Brooklyn.
Ken, it's not Brooklyn. It's Brooklyn. Can't you speak Brooklynese?
No, I never learned any foreign languages.
There you go again. It's not learned, Ken. In Brooklyn, it's learned.
Loin? Like the loin of pork, eh?
No, that's learned. Learn a pike.
Pike?
Yes, the R is silent like a murder. Unless, of course,
you don't... Wait a minute, Danny. Now, wait a minute. Let's forget this whole thing before you get me into a turmoil.
No, not turmoil, Ken. It's turmoil.
Okay, Danny, okay. But before you go any farther, I got a message for you from Gregory Radoff. You know Gregory, don't you?
Know him? Gregory and I were babies together in Russia. Of course, he was much older baby. When I was 16 months a baby, he was already 30. Years.
Well, Danny, I didn't know you were Russian.
Certainly I'm Russian. What is the matter with you?
Well, I thought you were born in Brooklyn.
Look, Ken, if I was born in a delicatessen, would that make me a pickle herring? In Russia, I was a great actor. I acted in the days of the Tsars. And I still have the Tsars to prove it.
Well, Gregory Radoff wants you to telephone him. Hey, here's his office number, and there's a telephone. Go over now and call him so we can get on with the show, huh?
Okay, Kenny. Okay, Ken. Excuse me just a minute. This will take only a minute, and then we can get back to you in a minute.
Hello?
Hello. I'd like to speak to your boss, please.
Who's calling, please?
This is Danny Kaye.
Who?
Danny Kaye.
Spell it, please.
All right, I'll spell it. D-A-N...
What's that first letter?
D as in darling.
As in what? I can't hear that word.
Darling. D-A-R-L-I...
What's the letter after A?
R. R as in return.
As in what?
Return. R-E-T...
What was that?
T. T as in tomorrow.
I don't get that word.
Tomorrow. T-O-M-O-R-R-O-W.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last letter.
W. W as in wife.
As in what?
As in wife. W-I-F-E.
W-I-F... What?
E. E as in eloped. E-L-O-P.
T? T as in timber?
No, P as in plumber.
Oh! Plumber.
Yes, now you got it.
Just a moment, I'll read that right back.
Read what back?
Darling, return tomorrow. Wife eloped with the plumber.
No, that isn't it at all.
Do you want to send that as a telegram or as a night letter?
Look, I just want Gregory Radoff. Let me speak to your boss, will you?
Who's calling, please?
Danny Kaye. K-H-I-J-K.
Oh, H-I-J-K. Mr. Hitchk. What can I do for you, Mr. Hitchk?
No, you don't understand. Look, listen to this for 1 minute. Maybe this will give you a clue. Maybe you'll recognize me if I sing a song, huh? Somewhere off the coast of Java fell a little piece of lava that grew up to be the island known as Bali. Every native girl is sort of like the farmer's daughter ought to, and for dancing they are simply off their trolley. But they hadn't seen a two-step since Methuselah did a two-step on their isolated island. They were way off. From Jive they were closeted till a storm deposited on the beach of Jive, and Jack from Lower Basin Street, he went up and got a look in, and he said, hey, hey, what's cooking? This here joint is jumping, but with melancholy. So he took their native movements, set it in the groove of movements, and here's the way it's played on the Bali Hit Parade. Bataka boy, boy, akbataka zoo. Bataka boy, boy, akbataka. Weep, weep. Bataka boy, boy, akbataka. Live jive, a high to Chattanooga, Bali Boogie. Waka song, slip lick, a waka song. Step, step, a waka song, song, a waka. Live jive, a high to Chattanooga, Bali Boogie. Now, if you can't dig the chatter with the greatest of ease, it really doesn't matter. Here's the translation, please. A yaka bataka boy, boy, a waka waka song, sign me. Shoot the pinky to me, stinky. Bataka boy, slick lick. Bataka boy, boy, a bataka reed feet. Bataka boy, boy, a bataka. Live dive, a hockey, doot you, Chattanooga, bully boogie. Miss?
Very nice, Mr. Hitchcock. You know, you sound a little like Danny Kaye.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
What's that, Mr. Hitchcock?
I said tell T-E... Oh, forget the whole thing. Well, let me speak to your boss, will you, Mr. Rathoff?
Mr. Who?
Not Mr. Who, Mr. Rathoff, your boss.
My boss? Who wants him?
Danny Kaye. Danny Kaye, a gentleman and a comedian.
Well, which one of you three wants to speak to my boss?
I do.
Hello, Danny.
Oh, hello, Gregory. Look, miss, I want to speak to Gregory Rathoff. I just want to say hello to him.
I said hello, Danny.
I said hello, too, Gregory. Gee, I'm having such trouble with this operator. Hello. Hello, miss.
1 moment, sir. Mr. Saunders will speak to you now.
Mr. Saunders?
Yes, my boss. This is Western Union.
Oh, no.
Danny, where have you been? I left work here for you to call me.
Is that so? I have so darn much trouble with that. Gregory Rathoff, what are you doing here?
I got tired of waiting for you, Danny, so I came down to see you myself in the flesh.
Yes, and you have lots of it, too. Tell me, my comrade, what can I do for you?
Danny, I want you for the leading man in my next picture. It's going to be a sequel to Spellbound.
A sequel to Spellbound? Well, what's it called?
Son of Spellbound.
Well, that's wonderful, Gregory. I've made a lot of pictures, you know. Some of them were movies.
Well, for this picture, Danny, I will star myself. I will write it myself, produce it myself, direct it myself, and I will show it only to a very select audience.
Who?
Myself.
In that case, what do you want me for, Gregory?
I want you should play the part of me as a little boy in Russia.
A little Russian boy? Oh, that would be very much fun. I will be a little boy in Russia, and I will go out on the Russian steps, and I will slide down the banisters, and we... And
now, Danny, the Russian steps have no banisters.
Oh? Oh, that's very dangerous in them, Gregory. You could fall down the steps and break your little Russian head and everything.
Well, I see that you don't know anything about Russia, Danny.
Now, wait a minute, Grisha. I know plenty about Russia. For 16 years, I danced with the Moscow Art Ballet. And when I danced with the ballet, I got plenty of laughs. Ballet laughs.
Then why did you leave the ballet?
Oh, I had to, Gregory. One day, I danced over a live wire and blew out my Kazovsky.
Well, I'm afraid I made a mistake in coming here, Danny.
Why?
You don't seem to know what I want. Once before, I had trouble with you about a part in the movie.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I offered you a part that you turned down. And that was the one part who finally took the one... No, wait a minute. Let me read it once more.
It's a good thing I don't have an accent, you know.
All right, now just say to me, oh, no, you didn't.
All right. Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, I did. I offered you a part that you turned down. And the one who finally took the part, I got it now. That part won the Academy Award.
Bravo. Yeah, who was that?
John Crawford.
Oh, well, I wasn't the type to play Mildred Pierce anyway. I know what I've done.
If you accept... If you accept this part, Danny, we'll make the picture in Russia.
Will it be shown at Grauman's Chinese in Hollywood?
More likely at Ivanovich Chinese in Omsk.
Where?
In Omsk.
Omsk?
Yeah.
It's very pretty. I don't like it.
But I'm forgetting the biggest attraction.
What?
You get your footprints taken in a frozen borscht.
Sounds delicious.
Now, one more thing.
What's that?
For the finale of the picture, I plan a big musical number. The Concerto for Tonga and Orchestra. Do you know this number?
Know it? Well, of course, Gregory. It was written for my tong and this orchestra.
Excellent. Then suppose you practice the number now, and I will call my studios. They're in Russia, you know.
Oh, really?
No, Odessa.
Oh, no, Gregory. Not that joke! Pretty, no?
Well, that just about does it, gang. Another mail call cruise for this week. But remember, we'll be sailing again next week with more music and laughter from America. Try to be aboard, will you? Until then, this is your skipper, Peggy Knutson, saying so long and smooth sailing.
And so another mail call is secure. Signatures on tonight's log include Betty Grable, Danny Kaye, Orson Welles, Gregory Ratoff, the King Sisters, Ken Niles, and your beautiful skipper, Peggy Newsom. Another mail call will be coming your way next time you hear... This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, voice of information and education.